And the Apostle Paul said that the God of this world has blinded their minds lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. We want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. We really do. But it seems like that the devil or Satan has deluded people, has deceived people. They've been given strong delusions into things regarding spiritual matters. They've been misled. They misunderstand. They miscalculate the circumstances and the situation of their life. They don't realize the danger they're in apart from Christ. The Bible clearly teaches that there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And the bottom line is this: God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, that's the bottom line. You either believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you will perish. Jesus said in the 13th chapter of Luke, He said, you know, except you repent, you'll perish. Just like all these other people perish, though you think that they may be pretty good people, or you think that people may deserve to perish because of some wickedness or some evil deed that they have done. But Jesus turned to those folks and said, you know, you're messed up in your mind. If you don't repent toward God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will perish. Heaven is real. I tried last week just a little while to talk about Christ being at home in us. It is a reality. I don't know how to explain that or describe that. You've just got to experience that. I mean, He's at home in us. He lives in us, right? Jesus Christ lives in us. And He wants to live in you. But there's a sin issue. There's a sin problem. These transgressions and sins that you have committed, it keeps you separated from a holy God. And the only thing that will fix that, the only way to reconcile that, the only way to redeem that is by you coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and having the blood of Jesus applied to your sin debt. It's the only way that your sins can be canceled. It's the only way we can have fellowship with God and a real relationship with Him. It's the only way you can go to heaven. Now that's the truth. We looked at a verse Wednesday night, and I want to read this verse, and we're going to have prayer in just a minute. But it's found in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. It was talking about how easily it is for Satan to deceive people when they reject the truth. If you turn away from the truth, God's very involved in all this. He's very involved in the things that the preacher does. He's very involved in what the church does. He's not a deist kind of God that has just spun the world and stepped back. He's involved in the work of the church. When the gospel is preached and the Holy Spirit is working to bring you to a place of redemption, to provide you a place of salvation, when the Holy Spirit is working with the gospel message, if you reject that, God comes on the scene and He begins to harden your heart. I wrote down this past week just a notation, a sermon that I'll probably eventually preach about how to raise children where they don't harden their hearts. That's important. Amen. Learning that you're dealing with spiritual things. You're dealing with God. You're not dealing with a man, or you're not dealing with a church. You're not dealing with a group of people. You're dealing with spiritual things, holy things, divine things. You're dealing with the God that created you. My friend, when you start rejecting the things of God, you're on very dangerous territory. Even little children that don't receive, don't embrace the truth of God. The Bible says that when they reject the truth, and it says it clearly in that second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, it says when people reject the truth of God, that things happen. Things happen inside of you. That'll mess you up, is what the Bible says. See, God doesn't like people rejecting His Son. He gets offended at that. We have a lot of people that are easily offended. Well, there are certain things that God gets offended of. Things that anger Him. The wrath of God is toward those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some of you have been in these services for a number of years. Periodically, you've come here. Some of you have grown up at this church, and you need to be very careful, especially when the Holy Spirit is working in your heart and drawing you and dealing with you and revealing to you that this is the truth. Amen. See, I learned something a long time ago, that God works with His Word. It doesn't return void. It accomplishes something. It accomplishes something in the hearts of people. It accomplishes something in the lives of people. It'll either cause you to be a vessel of honor, a vessel of destruction. Amen? It'll work in your heart and your life. Now the point I want to make is this. When God is showing you that there's something wrong with your religion, when God is showing you that there's something wrong with your relationship with Him, when He's showing you that there's something wrong and you've not really repented of your sins and believe the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Lord is showing you, y'all do believe that, don't you?
Amen.
That the Lord will reveal Himself unto you. He'll work in your heart and life. And that's the blessed thing that He showed me a long time ago. That He will not work in the hearts and lives of people because it's Him. He'll work in the hearts and lives of people because of His truth. His glorious truth. The glorious truth of His holy Word. Amen. Anybody been brought to the knowledge of the truth? Yeah. Yeah, brought to the knowledge of the truth by the power of God, by the revelation of God. We still contend that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and manifest Himself unto you. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will reveal things unto you, just like He revealed those things unto Peter, where Jesus said, "Thou art the Christ," in the 16th chapter of Matthew. How did Peter know that Jesus was the Messiah? How did Peter know that this was the true Savior of the world? He said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but the Heavenly Father revealed it to Peter." Amen? He had a revealed knowledge of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
If your religion's just head knowledge, you don't have enough religion.
Amen.
You need a heart religion. Amen? Where the stony heart is removed, and He puts a heart of flesh in you. You need a heart transplant.
Amen.
The Bible says every person who truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ experiences a heart transplant.
Amen.
Things change inside of them. Amen? Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. But He says in that second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, He said, well, let me read it to you. He says, let me see if I can find it right quick. He said, alright, verse 10. With all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Why are they going to perish? Why will a person perish and go to hell? Because they did not receive the truth. My friend, you need to receive the truth. I'm trying to tell you the truth this morning. Now, there's a lot of preachers that you'll come in contact with. I'm not judging them, but I'm not convinced that they're telling you the truth, that their motives are pure. I assure you, God is my witness this morning that I'm trying, the Holy Ghost bearing witness in my conscience this morning that I'm trying to share with you the truth of God's holy word. I don't have any wrong motives in this. I'm just trying to share with you God's word. But the reason that these people perished is because they did not receive the truth. Alright, so here's somebody. They come under the sound of the gospel. They come under the sound of the preaching. They come under the sound of the truth of God's holy word being declared. And they reject it. They turn away from it. They do not receive it. Something else takes place. Listen, God is here. God is involved in this process. Y'all do believe that, don't you? God is involved in this process. The truth goes out, and God's Holy Spirit bears witness that this is true. He starts to deal in areas of your life and starts to touch you in areas of your life where only He can touch you. He starts dealing with your soul. Listen, I'm not capable of doing that. I'm not capable of doing that. God will speak to you deep inside of your soul. And if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Why? Because if you harden your heart, God will get offended at you, and He will come along and He will add additional hardening to your heart until something happens. Notice, I'm going to read this. He says, for this cause, because they did not receive the truth that they might be saved. He says in verse 11, for this cause, God sent them strong delusions. Now, I've met people like that. I mean, they just messed up in the head. You know some folks like that? And you stand back and you question, how did these people get so messed up? Doctrinally, how did they get so messed up? Spiritually, how did they get so messed up? Religiously, I'll tell you how they got messed up. They rejected the truth. And God sent them a strong delusion as a response to the rejection of the Son of God. Look, we're not just working, you know, up here to try to get people saved without things happening, without spiritual things happening. There's spiritual things going on here. God is involved in this church. Amen. He is with His people. He blesses His word. He's accompanying His gospel with a divine accreditation. And if you sit there in your seat and you turn it away and you reject that, you'll get so messed up in your mind that you cannot get saved. Because you need the truth to get saved. Amen? You're trying to be brought to the knowledge of the truth. He sends them strong delusions that they would believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. They don't believe the truth. They just reject the truth. And there's consequences. Listen to me, my friends. There's consequences in rejecting the truth. Jesus said that He is the truth. Amen? That we need to know Him because He is the truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. We know truth because of Jesus Christ. If you don't come to Jesus Christ, you'll never know the truth. You need to know the truth about your sins. You need to know the truth about how to be saved. And don't turn it away. Don't reject it, because if you turn it away and you reject it, negative things will happen. Negative things will happen. Well, you'll go farther and farther and farther away from the kingdom of Christ. The Gentile world, when you search through the Old Testament, the Jews had just came to the conclusion the Gentiles were too far gone. They had rejected the truth of God, and they got farther and farther and farther and farther away from God. So far away from God that a Jew did not believe a Gentile would be saved. Paul said, those that were far off had been made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Maybe you have been given over to some strong delusion, some doctrinal delusion, some wrong idea, wrong conception about God and about His truth and about the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will search God for the truth, He'll reveal it to you. Cornelius was praying, a Gentile in the 10th chapter of Acts, praying, and he was wanting to know the truth. He was trying to live right and do right and gave alms of all that he possessed. But he didn't know Jesus. But praise God, Peter saw that vision on that housetop in Joppa. Yes, and God sent Peter down there to preach to the household of Cornelius, and he preached unto him Jesus, and he got saved. He wanted to know the truth. People that really want to know the truth and they seek it out, they'll find it.
Amen.
Biblical proofs, the 10th chapter of Acts. No matter how far they have drifted because their families have been given strong delusions, or they have fallen into this strong delusional state, or they've drifted farther and farther away from the truth, if you will turn away from what man is and turn to who God is, you'll find truth. Man-made religions and man-made ideas, man-made philosophies will mess you up. It has messed you up. But God, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen? God be true and every man a liar. If you'll come to God, and that's the way it is. In order to know the truth, in order to experience the truth, you must come to God. You must come to Him. I've thought of several of your testimonies through the years where, like Perry, for instance, how that he just wanted to know the truth. God, show me the truth. And the Lord showed him the truth down here at Sonic one Wednesday night. Yeah. If you sincerely want to know, if you genuinely want to know the way, if you really want to know where you stand with God, He will show you.
Amen.
He will work in your heart and your life.
Amen.
If all you've got is something that somebody told you, that's not good enough.
Amen.
Just not good enough. You need God's Spirit telling you. Amen? You need that same thing that Peter had, that revealed knowledge. You need to have an assurity. You need to have the election, the choosing of God made sure, made known unto you. You need to know. You need to know that you're saved on your way to heaven. And that's one of the reasons that this church gets so excited sometimes when we get to singing about heaven. We're going there. It's not a ho-so, think-so, maybe-so. We know we're going there. It's no strong delusion. It's a truth that we've experienced in our hearts and in our lives. You can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen? We're going to sing a song. We're going to have an altar prayer. I just had that verse come to me and thought I'd read it this morning. You know, I'm glad that when I heard the truth, the gospel of my salvation, that I yielded to it, that I submitted to it, that I surrendered to it. When I yielded to that truth, when the Spirit of God was working in my life, as you know, Paul talked about in the first chapter of Ephesians, he says, whom also we trusted after we heard the word of truth. We submitted to it, we surrendered to it, we trusted that truth. The truth is, Jesus wants to save you. He will save you if you'll put your trust in Him. You'll submit to it. He says, we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom after we believed, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Praise God for the Holy Spirit that comes into our life when you yield to the truth, when you believe the truth, when you embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, something will happen inside of you. That's what Paul said. He said, it happened to me. It happened to all of us that are saved and in the church. Amen. Yeah. Something happened when we yielded the truth. Listen, if you yielded to a lie, nothing will happen to you. But if you yield to the truth, something will happen on the inside. It'll change you. It'll rearrange you. It'll transform you. You'll move from darkness to light. Amen. From the power of the devil to the power of God. You'll be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Y'all know about that? But it all boils down to you yielding and surrendering and believing the truth of the gospel of salvation. Let's sing a song, Brother Dale. And I want to call upon you this morning to just yield to the truth of Jesus saving. Yield to the truth that He came to save you. Yield to the truth that He died on a cross for you. That God so loved you that He sent Him to die for you. Yield this morning. Surrender to the truth. Trust the truth. He'll save you. He came to save you. His blood can redeem you. His blood can transform you. And I call upon you this morning to not reject, but receive the truth. Listen, only those that receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Even them that believe on His name. That's the Bible. John chapter 1. Y'all know it. You gotta embrace the truth. But if you do the opposite, if you reject it, if you turn away from it, if you denounce it, if you deny it, if you spurn the truth, listen, there's dangerous consequences associated with that. You may get farther and farther and farther and farther away of ever finding the Lord. Come to Him. Let's sing. Is there anybody here? We're going to have an altar prayer. And we're all going to gather in this altar and we want to pray with you. You know what could happen this morning? Your life can be forever changed. You know, that night I got saved, I didn't know it was going to be the night that I was forever changed. You didn't either, did you? You didn't know for sure? No. Oh, but you came in a sinner and you left a saint. Something happened that night. I mean, you went home. You came to church on your way to hell, and you went home on your way to heaven. That can happen to you this morning. But you're going to have to yield to the truth. Sometimes the greatest delusions in the mind are all these preconceived notions that you have about God or about Christ or about how He works. If you'll just surrender your heart, if you'll just believe in Him with all of your heart, just knowing that He is, that you'll seek God, knowing that He is, coming to God, knowing that He is. Those that come to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I mean, just knowing that He is, just diligently seek the Lord today, and you can leave changed. Let the congregation stand. Would you come today? Is there anybody here who needs to be born again of the Spirit of God? Needs to know that they're going to heaven. You don't have that assurance in your heart, in your life. Would you come? Let's sing. Is there anybody here lost today? Needs Jesus. Don't reject the truth. Don't turn away the truth. Let's sing. Anybody here who will pray this morning? Amen. He went to Elijah to try to be cured of his leprosy. Elijah didn't even come out of the house. Just sent word to him. Go down there and dip 7 times in the River Jordan. That great commander who had leprosy. He had a great stature in life, but he had a fatal disease. And he was angry. And he was going away from the cure. And one of his friends, commander, whatever it was, you know, was talking to him. Said, you know, he said, I'm not doing that. I thought it ought to be. I thought I thought it ought to be this way. I thought. And he was going away from the cure, away from the healing. That friend convinced him, you know, this is the way. God's ways are higher than our ways. It's not about what you think, it's about what the truth is. And he went down, he dipped 7 times, the River Jordan, came out with beautiful skin, cured, blessed. There's a lot of people that sit during an invitation and they've got all these thoughts. And if they would just yield to the truth, change their life. It would change their life. Let's sing another verse of a song. And as we sing the song, God's people are going to get on the altar. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that you don't go too far in rejection, that you're beyond recovery. There is that place. It's called sinning against the Holy Ghost. I can't explain that. I don't fully understand all that. But there is a place out there to where you're too far gone. You rejected, and you got a little harder. You rejected, you got a little harder. Just like Pharaoh. You turn away from the truth, and then you just get a little harder and harder and harder and harder to where the truth cannot penetrate you because your heart is too hard. And you'll just be messed up. Messed up. And it's because you rejected the truth. It's not God's fault. It all started with you. Not God. It started with you. But God has a certain degree of respect for His truth and for the sending of His Son. He sent His Son. I know some of you, you get real offended if somebody even, you know, even looks at your children the wrong way. Come on now. You'll hold a grudge the rest of your life under those circumstances. I've seen you do it. Well, listen, God loves His Son. And He gave His Son for you. And His Son gave everything for you. And there's a certain degree of respect for that and love for that and appreciation for that, that when you reject that, God responds. As we gather in this altar, if you'll come, I mean, the invitation is still open for you. You can bow and you can call on the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you may have all these things in your mind that's just keeping you so messed up. And what you need to do is just quit thinking and trying to figure it out with your mind and just surrender your heart. God will do the rest. We're going to sing a song. Let all God's people, let's just gather in here. We'll gather in here. You're welcome to gather with us. If you're unsaved, let's just get on the altar as we sing another verse. Like to come pray with us. To anyone here today, God has spoken to you. You've heard His voice. You've heard His voice. He will deal with you.